Hometown Heroes of the Week.
It's Eric Hansen on Jim Sundberg Field with the 20-4 Silver Streak baseball team. They are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Yeah! Let's meet the Galesburg Silver Streaks baseball team.
I'm Noah Matheny. I'm a junior. I'm number 13, and I'm a pitcher and a corner infielder.
Andrew Thomas, senior, middle infielder.
Ty Harder, junior, pitcher.
Zach Carlson, junior, middle infielder.
Mitchell Sampson, junior, outfielder, and pitcher.
Michael Bertelschofer, pitcher, and junior.
Tavian Davis, senior, pitcher.
Clay Frant, senior, outfielder.
Nico Delagiannis, junior, and third baseman.
Tyler Stack, junior, catcher.
Ethan Templeton, senior, outfielder.
Nick Henry, senior, first baseman.
Austin Jones, senior, pitcher, infielder.
Zach Kitts, senior, pitcher.
Nick Fields, senior, infielder.
Connor Ayton, junior, pitcher, outfielder.
All right. Well, sitting in the dugout here at Galesburg High School as the Silver Streak baseball team is about to play a game a little later on this afternoon, a couple hours before the game with Coach Jeremy Pickrell. 20-4, and you rolled off a bunch in a row. What do you attribute to? I know you're a great coach, Jeremy. I've seen you do it before, and what you instill in these kids is probably great, but the talent seems off the charts this year.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that run, those 17 in a row, just fell on the players. Putting in the work, believing that they, can get it done every day in and day out, and then just going out there and doing it. I mean, I will say that, you know, at times we were lucky, you know, but to go on a streak like that, you know, you have to have some of that. I mean, that's baseball. Some teams get lucky, some teams don't. So we were fortunate when it seemed like luck wasn't going our way that we were able to find a way to still get it done. And so I think it was nice to go on that run. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit relieved that it's, like, over now and we can get back to just, you know, improving and playing baseball. But, you know, we got a tough matchup against us today, and, you know, hopefully we can come out on top.
Yeah. Beginning of the year, did you see a spark that you didn't see last year? You're like, this could be a hell of a year.
We knew with who we had coming back, and then that sophomore class coming up and now being juniors, that we felt like we could have a good season. When we went down south for our first, you know, three games of the year, things didn't go our way, and I think we were kind of shocked a little bit. But when we got back home, you know, things just kind of started to fall into place. You just never know how the season's going to start out. And I think once we got into the flow of playing games and practicing and actually being outside, things just kind of started falling into place. Pitchers were throwing more strikes, and our timing was better at the plate. And defensively, while we still have areas that we have to improve on, it continues to be there when we need it to. And so those are just things that we, you know, continue to work at and try to build towards the end of the season.
We're sitting here before the game. I don't know, you guys a couple hours before the game, and already a big fan showed up. Who's this guy over here?
Grandpa Ray. He's one of our biggest supporters. So he's at everything, not just baseball. So yeah.
Well, just because we're at Galesburg Station, Galesburg Silver Streak teams don't win all the time for Hometown Heroes, but you guys killed it. On the road, are you seeing a lot of fan support too?
Absolutely. You know, obviously the success that we're having, you know, I think it's drawing more and more people out every time we play. It's exciting. I'm happy for the boys. You know, they've worked really hard to be this good, and I'm glad that people are you know, showing their support for them. Definitely.
I know it's game by game, moment by moment, play by play. How many games in the regular season left?
Ooh, I haven't even looked ahead at the schedule.
Sure.
To be honest.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to do that.
I think that I think that's kind of been our approach here. Is we know today we got a tough matchup against Moline and a doubleheader, conference doubleheader under the lights. It doesn't really happen a whole lot. And I think that's been our focus right now. I couldn't tell you how many games we have left, to be honest. I know that the seeds will come out in a couple weeks, and we'll know where we're going postseason wise. But I think we're just focused on the moment, and you know, hopefully taking care of business here tonight.
Make better mistakes than you made last game.
Absolutely.
yeah.
Sure.
Is this your number three?
No, two.
You're number two here.
Yeah.
You enjoying Galesburg?
Absolutely. You know, it's home. Being a former player here and being able to come back and coach all these guys, and it's awesome. It is awesome. So
I know you got to get prepared soon. Tell me about one guy that when you're on that field, that what he taught you, or woman, or whoever it was, a coach growing up that is instilled in you, and you use that on the field every day.
I'm not sure that I can single out one particular person. I think it's a combination of everyone who's had a part in either coaching me or you know, had an impact on my life that I've been able to. I think that's what's made me what I think. I'm a good coach. I think I have a good rapport with the players and everything, and I think what has helped that is I've been able to take a little bit of something from every single person that I've come across, coach or not, just people in general, and apply it in some way, in my way, to coaching and to these players. And I'd hopefully they're able to say the same thing when they leave here and kind of look back in their experience that they had here, that it was enjoyable and they enjoyed playing for me and they learned a lot, and that they would, you know, maybe one day come back and like their kids to play for me, you know.
Yeah.
that might be a long way down the road, but, you know, I mean, I think that's the ultimate prize for a coach, you know, just having your guys come back and just tell you how much they enjoyed their experience.
And real quick, a shout out to the other guys you rely on the field, your other coaches. Who are those guys?
Jake Miller, Steve Schwab, Shad Steck, Coach Irons, Bo Irons, at the varsity level. And then we've got Drew Diaz and Matt Ennis at the sophomore level, and Andy Giles and Greg Lardy down at the freshman level. I mean, all these guys, the amount of time that they put in, you know, whether it's on staff or, you know, volunteering, I mean, it's just you know, we wouldn't be able to have the success that we have if we didn't have these guys in place. And I mean, they enjoy every bit of us winning at the varsity, because they know that they had a hand in it at some point or another. So, yeah. You know, we know we're all in the, and our sophomore level's been winning. Our freshman level's been winning. You know, when I took over, that's what I wanted, was to breed a culture of success at every single level where when you show up to the field, you feel like you're going to win and you expect to win. And, you know, so far, so good. In year two, our freshmen are having a really successful year. I think they're maybe 14-4, and our sophomores have only lost a handful of games. And so we're just – that's how you build a program. But you also have to have good support, and I do in my coaching staff. Parents are phenomenal. The administration is phenomenal, and it all comes together on the field.
Yeah. Fans, faculty, and fanatic students making you guys hometown heroes of the week. And, Jeremy, like we told you, even when you were at A-Town, and we told you last year when we were here, we could be back with a $1,000 check and a big old trophy. It just might happen. So congratulations, and that fan support's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you.